Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. More Republicans now are backing a legal push to contest newly elected President Joe Biden's victory. Despite lack of evidence, says the New York Times, GOP forms ranks around Trump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and other Republican officials offered support for the president's attempts to contest the election outcome, despite the lack of any evidence of widespread fraud. More legal transition of power?
Well, frankly, what they're trying to do now is to fix the election. Attorney General Barr, who has been absent, is all of a sudden back in the news. And what's he saying? We have to have all of our federal prosecutors investigating. In other words, upset the results of this election. Look, it isn't a matter of popular vote. Hillary won the popular vote by 3 million votes. Joe Biden has won it by over 4 million. And there is a growing concern that now that the popular vote issue has been done away with, basically, now they're trying to fix the Electoral College. And that can be done in a number of ways. Frankly, very few people are scared. I'm scared. State legislators and their relationship with the electors, naming electors, there are ways that they can try this. I don't think it would sit well with the American people, but I don't know in a totalitarian regime whether that means anything. We see the very curious question of Mark Esper, who had the guts to call out Trump in that famous walk, which he took with him across Lafayette Square over to the church for that photo op. Now Esper is out. This is very dangerous because if there is some kind of totalitarian effort here, if there is some effort to make this guy into a sort of permanent dictator, to call off a legally held election, then Esper would have to be somebody that they needed for, well, for want of a better word, troops, for want of a better word, the military. So out he goes and in comes somebody who will do exactly what he is told. I know that Joe Biden has advised that everybody take it easy and give them a little time to get this. But it does seem to me like there may be an opportunity here for Trump to change the way the election has come out. And from where I'm sitting, this is the scariest thing I have ever seen in all my years.
And you still have that Supreme Court sitting there with an overwhelming conservative majority. And with these legal fights, could it end up there in the end?
Well, it certainly could. We know that at least two of the people have worked on Republican campaigns, that being Kavanaugh and Barrett. And the Supreme Court is at a point in its evolution in which the Chief Justice knows that this would not be good, because what it would be is a prostitutional effort, meaning these judges would do what's politically convenient rather than what's right. I am sure that the chief is saying to them, you can't do this, you really will ruin the court, and then there will be an opportunity to expand the members or to change it on the part of the Congress. So it'll be interesting to see if he does get it to the court, whether or not there will be this putsch, and that's what it is, an attempt to take over the government.
In the meantime, Biden is planning and building a transition team. We see a table of rivals in some ways. Cindy McCain, we've read now, has joined the transition team and is looking at 20 lawmakers serving in the House of Representatives and 10, of course, in the Senate. There are five New Yorkers on the list, Alan, including two Democrats, upstate Representative Anthony Brindisi and Hudson Valley Representative Antonio Delgado. Three Republicans on the list include retiring Long Island Representative Peter King, upstate veteran lawmakers Tom Reed and John Katko.
Well, that's right, David. He said he was going to be a president for the entire country, that being Biden, and we'll see. But I do expect that you're going to see all kinds of Republicans in the cabinet and that he will be calling on many Republicans to support him. Look, 71 million people apparently voted for Trump. That's a lot of people. And if you're going to rule and rule effectively, you're going to have to bring a lot of people over to your side of the line. This is a very smart move on his part.
Meantime, we have apparently the possibility of a vaccine. Pfizer comes out yesterday with early data showing its vaccine is more than 90% effective. The stock market immediately goes up. The president of the United States, current President Donald Trump, calling into question the timing of it, because remember, he promised we'd have a vaccine by the election, seeming to suggest that the timing of the announcement was held until after.
Well, it may have been that they didn't want to get involved in politics. Of course, by doing nothing before the election, they are making a political statement. By doing something after the election, they're making a political statement. You can't avoid the consequences. When I saw the stock market go up, I thought there were two things at play. Everybody else is saying it's all the vaccine, but I think it's the election of Joe Biden, which may have been partially responsible for the rise in the market. But we won't know. All I know is a lot of people are saying their 401ks have had a healthy increase, David. And just remembering, as we all know all too well, whatever goes up can come down and come down fast.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, if you think about it, American people are thinking about Biden. He's promised a national plan to bring down the virus. Bringing down the virus would open things up more quickly and get the economy back on track faster. That breeds confidence.
Well, look, this continues to be a national nightmare. We have substantially more than 100,000 people a day getting infected. And for some inexplicable reason, we have a president of the United States who refuses to wear a mask or to have other people wearing masks and has been a total failure. Yeah, he put on his mask one time or something like that. But we know that in so many ways, so many lives could have been saved if this guy had behaved responsibly.
Now there's the question of, do you travel for Thanksgiving? I'll admit to you, Alan, having a bit of a go-around with some family members about stay put.
Wait a second. There's no question. I keep trying to explain this to all kinds of people who won't listen. Every time you walk out of your house, you are creating an opportunity for the disease to infect you. If anybody has a brain in their head, they just do it virtually. Set up a Zoom. What's prudent in this case is to stay home, to protect yourself and your family.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.